want to say good morning. For about 4.5 more minutes. Oh, we just got back from Lowe's and Home Depot. I'm looking for a password for Home Depot. The wife wants some under cabinet lighting, and I got to run outside here in a little bit pretty quick.
I'm out gathering lunch here, and it's a beautiful day in Traveler's Rest.
I'm showing 60 degrees Fahrenheit and 11-mile-an-hour peak from, well, it's gone to northeast now. It was out of the southwest. It's varying from northwest to northeast. Barometer's 3021, and it's just magnificent out there, especially compared to where I used to live up there in Kansas. Yesterday it was 9 degrees with a 9-mile-an-hour wind, and they had minus zero, whatever that is, as the wind chill. I'd like to throw that in a ditch.
The Wichita, and you go by the fence lines, you know, as you're driving down the roads there, and the trees would all lean in one direction.
Yeah, I seen some hailstones, pictures of them that my brother-in-law, who lived there, took, and it just destroyed their greenhouse, or sunroom, I guess you'd call it, that was attached to their house. Wow, unbelievable. I don't know if you're old enough to remember this or not, but did you ever drive down Oliver and see all the tails of the B-52s sticking up over the fences out there at Boeing?
I drive down Oliver just about every day. We lived south of town off of Oliver just before Derby there.
Well, that's where they did the two Air Force Ones that are currently out there that they're going to replace. And I remember George taking me over there, and they had a separate fence around them. Two Air Force guards, two Boeing guards. And but I particularly remember those B-52 tails. Man, they got a huge radar cross-section.
I was getting ready to go fly on the other side of the ramp one day, and we had all our mission paperwork in a package. And as we were getting, you know, in the tanker, you had to go through, had to climb up the ramp, or climb up a ladder to get in the nose section area. And all our mission paperwork fell out of the package. The wind caught it, and we wound up having to gather it. The guy who was the supervisor of flying had to go out in his truck and gather up all the paperwork off the fence that day. It was pretty funny.
You're the one chasing it out there. Yeah, and the winds were something else out there. I'd ride that 250 YDS3 Yamaha across the Flint Hills there. And I remember one day I just crossed the tracks going out of Augusta back going towards Pittsburgh. I think it was Highway 47. And I had a bar mount fairing, and the wind blew me clear off in the ditch.
Well, Lieutenant, I decided I wanted a truck, so I bought an old 52 Chevy, and it had a bad worm gear in the front. When I drive down Oliver, there were so much grooves in the road on both sides of the center line in Oliver that that truck would just, you really had to pay attention to it, because it would take off left or right. If you weren't careful, you'd wind up in the ditch.
You know, I love the Flint Hills, though, as you went across out there. Wow. I just wish some of those old farms could have spoke. And then you'd see them out there actually herding cattle on horses, and it was so beautiful to me. I really enjoyed that. And yeah, I still have a fight jacket that my nephew, he was a major in the Air Force, and we went out to Richard's Gabar, and he bought me a flight jacket to replace my old one that was tearing to pieces. And I still got that, and it's old now.
W2T Mobile.
W2T.
Not sure who's in there other than Tom. I heard Tom. And that sounds a little bit like Mr. Dave, but I'm not positive because I didn't get enough of the voice. But good morning. Well, actually, now it's good afternoon because it just crossed over the midday.
Yeah, and I'll let him take it.
Well, I go by Rusty, but John is the first name, but I go by Rusty. Tom can tell you that.
Well, Jim here, Travelers Rest, just at the base of Paris Mountain here, and KO4LAO for ID. But yeah, I listened to you and Tom talk yesterday and was interested in your discussion on HF, so I looked you up in the database there and was wondering, I'm just starting to get into this whole hobby of the HF side of it, so I was hoping to talk to you a little bit more about the nets.
Available anytime. I mean, you want to talk on the radio, talk on the phone. I'll give you my phone number. I don't have a problem with that because my phone number's plastered about everywhere. So, but if you want to write down my phone number, I'll give you that.
I'm gonna go outside. Bernice is waiting on me, and it's great talking to you, Jim. Want to talk to you some more down the line, and Rusty's the expert on that net stuff. So you guys have a wonderful day, and we'll catch you down the line. This is N0TR73.
See you later, Tom. Tell Bernice I said hi.
Tom, hope you should have happy chickens with all this good weather you got out there. Rusty, ready to copy.
864-279-3872. About any time. Right now I'm on the road, but don't have my hands-free phone earpiece because I left it at home. Dumb thing to do. But I'll be home in about, 15 minutes or so, and anytime after that, up until about, I got a Zoom meeting at, 4:30, I got a second Zoom meeting at 7 o'clock, and then I got to call a sideband net at 10 o'clock tonight. So somewhere in between, if you can sneak in, no, I don't have the Zoom meeting at 7, there's a break between 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock if you want to call in then, or like I said, I'll be home in about 20 minutes, and I'll be available most all afternoon.
Much for the wife here, so let me get back and do that, but I'll give you a call this afternoon and see if it's a good time to talk.
Like I said, I'm headed back to the house. I just picked up my lunch from Chipotle. Got me some good takeout there that I like from them. So you're out picking up the lunch for the wife, huh? Better get that right or you'll be in trouble.
Down here at the Crepes in Trayton TR, it's a good place to grab lunch.
TR for a long time. Used to go up there to visit Ray Allison a lot and other folks up that way, but I haven't been up to TR in a long time. Talked to a lot of folks up there, but I just don't get up there because I live over here in Spartanburg County.
Let me go grab lunch here, and I'll be clear on your last KO4LEO.
Okay, we'll catch you later. KO4LEO, W2T Mobile, W2T Mobile.
Rusty W4NGU for a short one.
I haven't had a chance to talk with you in a while. How are you and the wife doing?
Just doing fine. She's making some pretty good progress there. Maybe looking to go back to teaching in March, and that's what we're hoping for, praying for. But I just want to tell you, hang in there on that shot. I would register at DHEC, scdhec.gov. Ingalls, and Prisma and Spartanburg Regional. My wife registered me at Spartanburg Regional Monday, and they said they had an appointment Tuesday, so I got my shot yesterday at the USC Upstate location. I doubt I waited 10 minutes. They really have a big, efficient, giant room and very businesslike. It's no problem at all. So I got mine one day after I registered, and had a little soreness last night in my arm, but it's completely gone today, so I can't even see the injection site.
Because I talked to the folks at Regional Friday. I guess I'm going to have to call those folks back and see why I haven't heard back from them, because I called them Friday and they said they weren't taking any reservations Friday or anything. So, and you called Monday and you were on Tuesday, so I need to call them back and see what's going on. because they said it was going to be 7 to 10 days before they'd start taking reservations again. So, like I said, I need to make a phone call on that, and I'll probably call them this afternoon and find out what's going on.
Probably what happened, Rusty, since I'm staff at an educational institution, I got in with the teacher crowd, so I'm sure that's what happened, the reason I got an appointment. And I almost got an appointment the same day, but I just couldn't get over there quick enough. And so we just scheduled it for 3 o'clock yesterday, and I walked right in. So that's probably what happened. But my point being, I would register at a number of places. And if you get an email saying, okay, we'll take your reservation, just ignore it. Or if you've made one, cancel it. But it pays to be registered at a number of places. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm registered at two. Ingles is not taking reservations, and Publix is not taking reservations right now. But I have gotten on the list at two other places, regional and one other. And I figure with me being over... Being as old as I am, and the fact that I'm a cancer survivor, I would get up there too. So I know several others that have gone that are my same age. So I'll give them a call back and see maybe if I can get in sooner. And I'll. But yeah, I was thinking about you and the family the other day, and looking at the people on my prayer list, and you guys are still on there. So it made me think of you, and I hadn't heard you on the air because I don't get on much on 2 meters unless I'm in the car. So kind of unavailable there, not intentionally, just not thinking to turn on the radio in the radio room, you know.
I got you. Well, I really appreciate that. I really do. But they had appointments all over yesterday. This was on computer that she registered, but she also called in Monday morning, and lady said, well, I'm kind of booked up, but I can get something this afternoon if you want to drive to Chester. And so we said, absolutely. So I had to cancel that one because I got one closer. But, I wouldn't mind driving an hour just to get it. And I got the Pfizer, which I'm no medical person, but I just wanted that one. Thought it would be better, and that's what I got, Pfizer, and that's what I'll get the second time. So just thought I'd mention that, Rusty, hang in there. And I got to run, but heard you guys on this morning, and had a lot of fun. We'll talk to you later. WD4, never give up.
Since I did actually have the virus, I have some immunity and everything, but I'm not going to press my luck. But my doctor has said I needed to wait at least 30 days after I was cleared of it, just to be on, because some people have a yucky reaction to the virus, to the vaccine, if they get it quicker than 30 days. So, and that's going to be about the middle of this month. But I'll give the regional a call back today and see if I can get on their list. Anyway, talk to you later. Have a good afternoon. Be careful, WU2 T-Mobile, for a few more.
AM4GZK signing on. I think I heard you over there, Taylor. It looks like you had a little bit of static coming through, though, a little interference on your end.
Yeah, no, you picked me up. It sounds like you might be inside or something. I'm not getting a very good signal on your end. How am I coming through?
Just at the top of the house, you might be able to get me a little bit better out here.
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit better there. I'm not sure if there's a delay because of the repeater or what, but it sounded okay, except a little bit of static. Are you transmitting on 5 watts?
I am. I can hear you a lot better now, which, coming from up north, that's not too shabby.
Okay. Well, I'm stuck in the middle of the city, but how am I coming through?
Plan after I hopefully get an antenna attached to one of these things, and maybe we can hear each other a little bit better.
Okay, well, let's see if we can figure out your antenna issue. I guess I'll call you later. KM4GZK.
KM4GZK,
KW4EL, 73.